Right, Ryan, we are going to talk about camp today. I wanted to do something that helps you create the life you want. When I was a kid, my life was not good. It was really hard. It was filled with being overweight. I dropped out. I had a full ride to college. And I dropped out the first semester because I had eloped with a douchebag who stole from me and cheated on me. I had to work really hard my entire life. I didn't think that I would ever get married. I had so much in my life that said that I was going to have a hard, mediocre life at best. And when I was thinking about this camp, I wanted to give y'all something that would help you become the person you want to be. Now, I know a lot of you do like your life and you do feel good, but there's a lot of us, I feel like there's two camps of us. There's one group who you do not have the life you want, and you have probably given up. You are more like I was in my 30s, my early 30s. I was very overweight. I had met Chris, but I was living as if I was still single. I just thought he was going to leave me at any moment. And I just felt like I had no purpose. I had a baby and I didn't enjoy being a mother. I'll be honest. That first year, I questioned my entire life choices. And so there's a group of us that have kind of given up that we can have anything better than what we believe we can have. Then there's another group, and this is where I have experience in this too, where it's like we sit every day and we look at our life, and something in us says, I should be more happy. I don't understand why I can't be happy. Like you look around and you do have a good husband and you have great kids and maybe even have a good job. Like you feel like everything looks like it's supposed to, but you can't feel it. And so I spent the first half of my life feeling like I was never going to have anything. Everything that I have now, if you had asked me as a 30-year-old woman, I would have told you that you must be smoking crack cocaine, hardcore, probably partying with back then Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown, because I was convinced this is just who I am. This is just what I'm supposed to be. I should just be grateful for what I have. I shouldn't have big dreams. I didn't even know to dream bigger. That is how crazy my life was. There was a point in my life where I just didn't even know to dream. I didn't have a Corinne sitting there telling me that there was more out there for me. And then I create the weight loss. Two businesses, actually three businesses. I always forget we own a restaurant. Three businesses. I have an extraordinary marriage. Extraordinary. I have an amazing family. But I spent, and then there's my son. And I will tell you, from about 2019 to 20, I would even say 2023, 2024, I worked really hard to just enjoy it. I can see it. I remember telling my coach, I can see that I'm supposed to be happy. It's almost like it's right there in front of me and I can't touch it. So when I thought about what could I give Nobius women the most, I was like, I can give you a path to be able to dream again. And not only to dream, but to let go of the identity that has got you to where you are today. To be able to figure out, this is who I believe I am today. This is who I would love to be. And this is what it's going to take to get there. And so we are going to be doing this camp. It's going to be called Unstoppable, Becoming a Nobius Woman. And it is going to be filled with figuring out, like, without shame and without judgment and without like feeling terrible, we're going to take an honest look at what is our life right now? Who do I identify as? Who do I think I am? What do I think my limitations are? Like, we're really going to dig deep into that piece because it's really hard to dream again. It's really hard to figure out what it is you want for your life if you do not understand how you currently operate, where you might be cutting yourself off short. So we kind of have to know how we identify. Then we move on to the next step, which is just dreaming. And then this is where I'm going to give you permission and courage to just think more boldly about your life than you probably do right now. Most of us, me included, I can't tell you how often I limit myself unintentionally on dreaming big. Because for some of us, it's so scary, and we all have different levels. So at this event, you're not going to have to like call your shot that's a moonshot. I will work with all of you on how do you find what we just want to call the next level you. What is that dream? Some of you, it's still going to be very closely tied to losing your weight. But this camp is more than just weight loss. Because very often, the reason why we struggle so much with our weight is because we've quit dreaming in the other areas of our life. Think about how often you eat for pleasure and joy because you just don't have any in life. Like, this is going to be about figuring out how do I dream to my next level? And Susan's dream might just be getting her through the next 6 months. She can't dream bold. Like, a Susan might be sitting there like Corinne was when I decided to lose weight. I did not say I'm going to lose 100 pounds. I couldn't dream like that. I didn't have the capacity for that, but I did have a dream. I needed to feel better. I wanted to be able to keep up with my child. All of us have dreams. And I want you to be able to do that here. So we're going to have to dream. And then some of you, like, we have so many members that are, you've done a lot. For an example, we have a member named Deanna. And y'all probably know her. She's been a member for a long time. I've coached her several times. You've seen her at camps getting coached. When she came to NoBS, she was like 100 pounds overweight. All she wanted to do was lose weight. She was a teacher. And she kind of just felt like all she could dream about was just getting some weight loss off. As she started losing some weight, another dream erupted. She didn't want to be a teacher anymore. She had a calling in her to open her own business. She wanted to open tutoring studios to help kids read. And she got coached in our weight loss membership. And now she's in my business membership. Recent, like literally 2 weeks ago, I think she hit her 100-pound mark. And then she's in my business membership in my private mastermind over there. And her business now makes over $500,000 a year. And now she's dreaming for the next level. And so we're going to have a wide range of people. I don't need you to be sitting there thinking, well, because I'm afraid to dream, this isn't for me. This is exactly for you. For the person who's terrified of doing it, this is going to be a safe place to finally think about things that you're very afraid to even vocalize or even let out on a piece of paper. It's for all of you that are in maintenance. You want a life beyond dieting. We need to figure out what's your next chapter. What is this new life? For all of you who are retired, this is for you. You're done mothering. Well, you're done at least with the day-to-day mothering. I don't think mothering ever ends. My 23-year-old was sick the other day, and I was taking care of him like he was a 3-year-old. It is for you. What more do you want out of this life? One chapter's done. Let's figure out what the next one is. That's not the end of the book, it's the end of this chapter. There are so many of you out there who just need freedom and space and time to dream a little. And then we're going to work on how do we make it happen. And this is not like I got to do XYZ. We are going to spend time talking about the inner skills that it takes. See, the problem that we all have is that every one of us has this inner critic living inside of us. It is the one that keeps us exactly where we are right now. The gap between you and your dreams all depends on the relationship you will have with your inner critic. So we have to get to know what she's telling you every day. What is she not telling you every day? We are going to spend time on that because no one doesn't have an inner critic. The way the brain is wired, we all have it. It's just some of us get really good at navigating, talking, being in relationship with her, understanding her. Everybody has an inner critic. Okay. Our brain just comes with one, and they are relentless. And for some of us, our inner critic, we have developed a way to deal with her. Sometimes that is with being inconsistent. Sometimes that is with eating, that is sometimes with drinking. Like we have ways that we deal with her. And then other of us, we've developed a relationship, like I have. I have a strong relationship with my inner critic. I listen to her as if she is a trusted advisor because I deep down know she's always scared and she just wants the best for me. She does not, when she is loud, when she has entered the room, she is literally saying, I don't know what to do. So I'm going to yell at you and I'm going to tell you really scary things because all I want to do is feel better. And so we have to figure that piece out because in the inner critic, if you do not know how to use that valuable information that she is giving you feel broken, you feel defeated and frustrating that nothing ever changes in your life. And I just don't think any woman should ever, ever be kept from the life she wants simply because she does not know how to deal with her inner critic. She doesn't know how to use it. So that is a lot of what we are going to do. We are going to see first. We are going to quit looking outside of us for. So I need my boss to do this so I can get that raise. I need my husband to do this so I can finally feel like we have a good marriage. I need my kids to behave this way. We are going to stop looking outside of us. Because outside of us, rarely are the changes that need to be made. Because if on the inside of us, if we're broken, we're not seeing the outside clearly enough to truly make the best decisions for ourselves, to truly dream the way we want to dream. So we're going to do all the inside work. We're going to see what's really going on. And then we're going to dream. And we're going to talk about who we want to be together in a safe way. And if you walk out of there and you don't want to go after it, you don't have to. But we're at least going to try. And then we're going to start living like her. I'm going to show you the internal habits that have to be made in order to make your dreams a reality. Because it always starts with the inside. Because if you follow these things that I'm going to teach you, you will stop holding yourself back and you will start becoming that unstoppable woman that I think most of us want to be. Like what I really thought about the word unstoppable, it means my inner critic can't stop me. Doubters no longer can stop me. The things that I've told myself, this is why I have to stay this way. They now, like, we want to shine light on that shit. They're not going to stop me anymore. That's what I want to teach you. So, all of you, you need to think about, do you want to come to this? We are already 60% sold out for this camp. It will sell out. If you sign up by the end of the month, one of the things that we did was we made sure to make the payment plans as friendly as possible. So if you sign up in September, you have 12 months as your payment plan. You sign up next month, now it's 11, and it's going to just keep going until we're completely sold out. So I just think if you want to like really feel in control of your life, of your time, your food, but mostly, I think most of us, what at the heart of it, we want to feel in control of our future. For me, that's everything. To feel in control of your future. If you want to stop fighting yourself and start feeling unstoppable, start befriending yourself, start understanding yourself, stop using your inner critic as like a place of shame or as a thing that's wrong, and start using her as a source of some truth, some guidance. At the very least, she sends up smoke signals. I think you should come. So you can go after big dreams, not just losing weight. We're not going to just talk weight loss the entire time. We're going to talk about more than that. Because I know that most of you are hanging on to this weight because you have things you really want in this life. You don't feel like you can have them. And that's why we end up eating. But really, there are just some of you who I really truly believe that you have the good life and nobody's teaching you how to love it. And it's hard for you. All right. If y'all have questions about camp, now's the time to ask. Let me close this down and let me open windows. I have ruined my makeup for my next call. Let's just say that. Can you help us figure out how to get the desire for dreaming, the zest back for life? You need to feel better both physically and learn to dream again. That's what we're going to be doing at this camp. The short of it is this. The reason why desire gets extinguished when it comes to, like, I don't have the desire for dreaming is probably because there is an underlying fear. There's something in there that's saying, I can't have this because. So, one exercise you can do now, this is for all of you, whether you come to camp or not, is think about, like, I don't dream. Because I think I can't, blah, blah, blah. You also can look at it from, I don't dream because I think my life is just this. That is usually what stops us from dreaming. When I think about people who give up on dreaming, it is because one, I have a fear that I won't be able to do it. So if I don't think I can do it, like just think about it. If I don't think I can have my dreams fundamentally, whatever it is, why would your brain ever think it should keep dreaming? It would just turn off. So it's like you lose the skill of doing it. That is what we're going to be doing. Like when I talk about the very first thing we got to do is we got to see how we're identifying ourselves. Like if you identify as someone who can't have their dreams, well, that's the first problem we have to figure out. We have to figure out, all right, why do you feel that way? What is it that you think about yourself that is so bad or so broken or so unskilled, or you think you're just this way that says you can't have those? You couldn't do it. So a lot of times it's just fear. It's like the fear that I can't do this. So your brain will stop dreaming on it. Why? Because every time you dream about doing it, if you're really convinced you can't do it, that's painful. And your brain's job is to do what? Avoid pain. So we will avoid the dreaming. Another thing that comes up when we kind of stop dreaming It's not just so much, I don't think I can have it. We have like an identity that says, well, I want this, but that thing I can't have. And when we do that often enough, then our brain just loses the skill of thinking about the things that we most want. I really feel like it always comes back down to most of us are very convinced that what we believe is a fact. If you believe you can't have something, then you have spent an exorbitant amount of time looking for evidence that it can't happen. You've spent very little time challenging that. And when we tell ourselves something over and over and over again, it will feel true. And the most important thing I think any of you could ever walk away from this call with is just because something feels true never makes it true. Never. There are facts, but things that are going to happen in the future are never facts. If you assume something can't happen, that right there is automatically a belief. You can tell me all the reasons why you believe it, but I promise you, that would be like me saying I could never win the lottery, even though I was buying a ticket every week. But if I failed every week for the last 30 years of not doing it, I probably really believe I'm never going to win the lottery. But is it true? Is it true I could never win the lottery? No. The truth is, I got just as much a chance as any other fucker who buys the ticket. But I convince myself of things. So we have to, like, one of the hardest things to do as a human is to decide that something that we're thinking feels really true, like it's just the gospel. But it's not. So when we think about our dreams, we have to first look at why did I give up on dreaming? That's a great journaling question. Why did I give up? Because that probably right there is enough negativity around that to make you not want to dream, to not feel safe doing it. So we will do a lot of work on not just figuring out. Like, who are you identifying now? But through that work will come out where you feel unsafe to do it because we won't start the dreaming part until we feel safe enough to do it. So we have to dismantle some beliefs. All right. Is there anything to help with this now on the business side? I need this now in business. Just everything that I was telling you just now, that would definitely help you with your business side. When you are in business, or in any dream that you want. I will tell you, because I dream about business all the time. And like I spend a lot of time trying to figure out like where we're going, where we're headed, what our goals are, blah, 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 blah. And when you are doing that, you literally just have to ask yourself the same stuff as if we're going to try to lose weight. When I set a goal, why do I think it won't happen? Why is that not true? What, like, if I believed, I've been doing some work on my own. It's like, if I believed this was actually going to happen, how would I be showing up today? Because there's a difference between the way you show up for things when you don't believe it's going to happen, and then the energy in which you show up when you believe something is going to happen. I ask that self my question myself every single day. If I was losing weight, I would be asking myself, if I really believed I was going to lose weight, what would I do today that's different than yesterday? And the same thing on the business. If I really believed this business was going to work out, if I really believed this is going to happen in my business, what would I be doing today that's very different than what I did yesterday? Or that's different than what I had planned for today? I'm a special needs mom. I think I've lost hope because I can't see past needing to always care for her, and I want to, but it's almost impossible to have a part of life that's just for me because everything is so unpredictable. I don't realize I'd given up. So this is a really good belief thing. So one of the things is you don't need to see past her always needing you to care for her. One of the things that gets really muddy in dreaming is balancing reality with dreams. So I know Logan's always going to need his parents, always. He may or may not always live with us. I think one day he might live on his own, but he may not. One thing I know 100% sure, financially, he will always need us even when I'm long gone. And so when I dream, I take what I know is probably true at the time. And I'm like, now, how do I dream knowing that? So when I'm doing my dreams, when I think about my son and I think about my business and I think about my health, I'm always thinking like, all right, what do I most want knowing that I will always be caring for him? That is one of the things that really changed for me when it came to growing my business. For a long time, I was very like all about world domination and weight loss and stuff, which I would love to still have world domination. But my real goal, the one that gets me now, is I want to create a legacy for my son. I want my business, my body of work, my financial status to outlive me so that he can have everything he needs until he's gone. And when I really clarified that that's really my dream, because my dream has to have my current life, my current thing in it, then I knew how to dream for it. I think a lot of times when we're dreaming, we dream, we'll say bullshit. Like I was coaching someone the other day. She said, well, if I had my way, I would be eating my meals comfortably at home. I was like, no, you don't want to do that. I think it was her daughter. Her daughter was in, was it, tr maybe it was her daughter that was in travel volleyball. I almost think it's volleyball. Can't remember the sport. It's either soccer or volleyball. And she's often having to eat at games. She never knows how long they're going to be there. She doesn't know if they're going to be there for a day or they're going to be there for 3 days. Depends on how they play. And I said, that is not what you want. She's like, oh, yeah, it is. I said, no, it's not. You know what you want? You told me you want to be there for this kid. You want to be a part of this volleyball experience. You actually want to be at these things, which means you don't want to be at home eating on the couch because to do that, she doesn't get this. So don't tell yourself lies that you want something that you really don't want. And that is the kind of thing we will work on because it's really, a lot of us dream wrong. We dream about a fantasy life and we forget that to have that, here's what we have to give up. If I want to, just spend my days with Chris, then I have to also give up being the primary breadwinner for Logan. I mean, I could run this business a thousand different ways and have a lot of different life, but there's only so many ways I can run this business that gives me what I truly want deep in my heart, which is financial safety for my child until he draws his last breath. Those are the things we have to be thinking about. Nobody teaches us how to really dream. No one teaches us how to do that. And I just feel like I have figured out this stuff and I want y'all to have it. And then the other thing is, I want to, but it's almost impossible to have a part of life that's just for me. It's not impossible. It's not impossible. We have to combine this. And sometimes we have to start really small. So often we give up on dreams because, like, well, if I can't, like, I want y'all to think about this. How many of you, thumbs up emoji or heart emoji on the Zoom, declare yourself as a perfectionist or a very black and white thinker. We dream that way too. You know what we say? Well, if I can't have this dream, then I can't have anything. And I'm like, oh my God, it's either 0 or 10 for you in your life. And if you can't have a 10, then you're just going to live with 0 for the rest of your life. That's what most of us do. We forget that one feels way better than none. We forget that if we do one, we might actually see that we could do a 2 and a 3. And if we can get to living at a 3, that feels fuck ton better than a 0. And then sometimes we're living at a 3 and we've proved ourselves wrong that we can't have things. It starts re like changing and rewiring how we dream, what we go after, and what we believe is actually possible for us. The first couple of times that you prove yourself wrong, every dream after that becomes bigger and bolder, and you have more courage. But it doesn't usually come in the beginning. Usually, in the beginning, if we're not used to dreaming, it's not big and it's not bold. It's enough. It's doable. It's safe. It feels like, okay, if I could just have that, I'd feel better. And there is no shame in starting there. Because when you get a couple of wins underneath your belt, your brain has an awakening. It starts noticing, I'm wrong about some stuff. I wonder what else I'm wrong about. Instead of, I can't have these things. Now, Corinne, let me tell you my 41 reasons why. Because we're always very convinced we're right about stuff. It's really hard for us to think that we're wrong. And so we start small for some people. And we prove ourselves wrong just a couple of times so that our brain has to think, I wonder what else I've been wrong about. And I've been letting myself live like that's just the truth. Okay. I beg of you to come. If you can get to Dallas, it is awesome. We will have a party. It is a girls' weekend. It is, and I will say this because I think this is important for all of you to hear. I usually start camps by asking, raise of hand, how many people in the room are introverts? You will be shocked that at an OBS in-person event, usually 70% of the room are introverts. Very uncomfortable traveling. They came by themselves. And a lot of people will say it just feels like everybody knows each other. No, there's about 30 to 40% of them that do. And they just happen to be really loud. They tend to dress alike, and it makes it feel like everybody knows each other. And that's not the case. But most people, I would say, 95% of the people walk out of there with new friends, the rest that they've been needing for a long time, the connection they've been craving, the motivation to go home. I'm not joking. There was a woman, her name was not Rosalinda, maybe it was Rosa. This is years ago, about 5 years ago at one of our events. And she was there for, we had a 2-day event prior, and then we had the 3 days again. She'd been with me for 5 days. And on that fifth day, we were just kind of passing the mic, talking about like what was going to happen when we get home. And when she first arrived, she was not in a good place with her marriage. And we worked on that marriage. And I mean, she kept getting coached and things kept happening and, you know, all the things. And she literally took the mic and she said, I know what's happening when I go home. She's like, number one, my husband's already looking forward to me coming back. Because number two, I have promised great sex. So I don't even know what happened for Rosa, but what I remember clearly was that somehow we had gone from I'm questioning my marriage to I'm going to jump his bones when I get home. If that says anything about the magic that I can work at a camp. So come, even if you're an introvert, we do a really good job of trying to make sure that everybody feels comfortable. We do not put people on the spot. I do not make people come to mics. The only people who get coached are people who volunteered to get coached ahead of time. If you want to come to the mic and speak, you get to. I do not call people out. We don't do any of that. A lot of people come and they like to just sit and watch. And I always give instruction on day one. If you are an extrovert, do not make our introverts hang out with you. Do not bulldoze them. Let them let you know if they're seeking friendship. We try literally at our events to do everything possible to make people feel comfortable. And I have done enough of these to help women feel comfortable. Will there be a payment plan for virtual tickets? Yes. When virtual comes online, which will be probably March or April of next year, is when we'll open the virtual doors. There will also be a payment plan for virtual. And it will kind of do the same thing. You can, start with a payment plan, and the sooner you sign up, the smaller your payments are essentially because you have more months to divide out. We've been trying to make sure that every single person can who can't afford it be able to get there. And then somebody asked about I think there was a lunch question. Let me see. Regular attendees are on their own to grab lunch. Yes. We also picked a hotel this time in Dallas that I believe it's very convenient to get to lots of food options. I try my best to talk to people even when I'm in the line at the potty. You will see me. Bye, y'all.